Lemos was utterly frozen, terrified in a way she had never, ever been. And given that she was 5,000 years old, that was saying something. Her brothers and Ares guests charged out of the house, weapons drawn, and then they skidded to a halt.
Jesus Christ,
Kynan shouted.
Eric! Lemos, no.
Thanatos tugged her against him, stopping her from going after the behemoths that had grabbed Eric and were dragging him down into the earth.
He kissed me!
She said the same thing over and over, her voice a high-pitched, terrified wail. Wordlessly, Ares produced a small blade and in one smooth motion launched it. Lemos's first instinct was to stop him, but the knife was already in the air, on a course for Eric's heart. The whistle of an arrow cut the knight, and Ares' dagger shattered. Pestilence, his ice-blue eyes glowing in the light of the moon, stood near the cliff, his bow in hand, a satisfied smile on his face. You'll thank me later, sis. Thanatos lunged, and a black furry blur streaked past them both. Before Hal, Kara's hellhound protector, reached Pestilence, he opened a portable harrow gate and stepped through it. He was gone, and when Lemos turned back to Eric, he was gone too. The only sign that he'd been there was a smear of blood in the sand.
What the fuck just happened?
Kynan rounded on Ares.
Why did you try to kill him, you cocksucker?
Lemos couldn't speak. Funny how moments ago she'd been screaming incoherently, but now she couldn't dredge up a single word. Ares, for his part, stayed calm despite the fact that Kynan had called him a cocksucker and was now fisting his shirt and snarling in his face.
He kissed Lemos,
Ares said, his voice rough as sandpaper. Maybe he wasn't as calm as she thought.
She isn't allowed to give her affections to a male in any way.
Kynan released Ares to turn his murderous glare on Lemos.
Explain.
There were still no words. None. The night, which she'd always hated because it reminded her so much of Sheol, closed in on her.
How could Eric have done that?